ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A suspect now in custody after a mass shooting at a medical center in Atlanta. ABC's Steve Osunsame.
The first bullets tore through the busy lunch hour in Midtown Atlanta.
They're now advising the active shooter, a person shot.
It was right outside the reception desk of a doctor's office and into the waiting room.
They're advising a female shot. She's seriously bleeding, shot in the side and the back.
People had to choose between running for their lives and helping the wounded. All of them women. One who was 39 years old died. Four others were rushed to the hospital.
That victim has been identified as Amy St. Pierre, a young child killed in a shooting in Newark, New Jersey.
Sources say as authorities are responding to the home, an armed man on Elizabeth Avenue near Watson Avenue approached police. Newark cops then shot that armed man. He later died. When authorities entered the home, they found the 7-year-old dead and a man critically injured. A fourth gunshot victim. Victim went to Beth Israel Hospital.
ABC's Sifon Kim. This is ABC News. Families waiting years for public housing.
There are cities across the country that are trying to come up with solutions. In Philadelphia, for instance, they've come up with a pilot program. They randomly select applicants who are on the Philadelphia Housing Authority waitlist, and they give them a monthly stipend calculated to bridge the gap between their income and housing expenses.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. In Michigan, three Nigerian men charged in an online sextortion case involving hundreds of victims. Officials say they posed as a girl on Instagram and convinced people to send nude pictures. One of the alleged victims, 17-year-old Jordan DeMay, who took his own life last year, his mother, Jennifer Buda.
We wanted everyone to be aware about sextortion and have those tough conversations with their families. So if it did happen to them, they knew to talk to someone.
If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, free confidential help is available 24 hours a day. Call or text the National Lifeline at 988. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.